Sometimes, no matter how many academic tomes you study, you can't imagine what the past was really like without reading a good novel. Author Monica Ali knows this. She recommends her favorite historical novel as part of our series, You Must Read This, where authors talk about a book they love. It's One Day in the Life of Ivan Denisovich by Alexander Solzhenitsyn.
When Alexander Solzhenitsyn died in August 2008, the former Soviet leader, Mikhail Gorbachev, declared that his works had changed the consciousness of millions of people. The most significant of those works was perhaps One Day in the Life of Ivan Denisovich. The story is set in a Soviet labour camp in the 1950s and describes a single day of an ordinary prisoner, Ivan Denisovich Shukov. I first read the novel when my high school history teacher suggested it as background reading for a course on Soviet history. This slender volume was worth any number of textbooks or fat historical tomes. The book also highlights the unquenchable thirst for a spiritual dimension to life. Ivan is not religious, but towards the end of the novel, after a day spent desperately securing his bread ration, he follows the advice of a devout inmate and sacrifices one of his worldly goods, a biscuit. He experiences a sense of inner peace, and we are reminded that man cannot live by bread alone. The novel also makes clear that the struggle for human dignity is never-ending. Ivan Denisovich constantly fights the attempts by the authorities to dehumanise him, not through outward rebellion, but through small acts of resistance. Despite the overwhelming cold, for instance, he removes his hat before mealtimes, a ritual he associates with civilised behaviour. With every fibre of his being, Ivan clings to what makes him his own man. When he is desperate for a smoke and one of the other zeks or prisoners lights up a cigarette, it takes a mighty effort of will not to show his desperation. Every nerve in his body was taut. All his longing was concentrated in that cigarette butt. But he would never lower himself. He would never look at a man's mouth. On the surface, this is a simple story, simply told.
Ivan Denisovich went to sleep content. He'd been fortunate in many ways that day. He'd pinched a bowl of porridge at dinner, and he hadn't fallen ill.
Like all the best books, it lingers with you. Look beneath the surface, and you will see how quietly and elegantly its author deals in subversion. Ivan Denisovich isn't just a book for students of history. It speaks to us all. Can a man who's warm understand one who's freezing? Ivan muses. That is what Solzhenitsyn is driving at. It is the beginning of empathy, the beginning of morality, and it is something that the finest literature can achieve.
Monica Ali was born in Dhaka, Bangladesh, and grew up in England. Her latest book is Untold Story.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.